I've got some changes people will see in Illinois with their disabled plates and placards. What's coming?
Yes, in Illinois, we've got some significant changes taking place in our parking program for persons with disabilities. Last year, Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White worked with our Illinois General Assembly, and two bills were passed by the General Assembly that make significant changes to our parking program. One of our big ones is that we're targeting people who use deceased persons' parking placards or disability license plates to continue to park. In Illinois now, it's a $2,500 fine and a Class A misdemeanor if you're caught or ticketed for using a deceased person's parking placard. We find out that, unfortunately, these placards live on long after the disabled person doesn't, and we want to send that message loud and clear that the use of a disabled or a deceased person's parking placard or disability license plates is no longer going to be tolerated in Illinois.
Are there some things people are going to see in the renewal process here over the next year?
Yes. The second big change that we're going through in Illinois is we have developed a tiered system for our permanent disability parking placards, if you will. Under our old program, our old system, everyone with a permanent disability placard or license plate is exempt from the payment of parking meter fees and exempt from the time limits at parking meters if the meter is over 30 minutes. Under our new program, starting January 1st, 2014, the meter exemption is only going to apply to people in Illinois if they have a valid Illinois driver's license and their disability prevents them from feeding the parking meter. So now what's going to happen is, starting May 1st, the Illinois Secretary of State's office is going to start a renewal program of all of its permanent disability placards and get everybody to renew and to determine if they're eligible for the meter-exempt placard. They're going to have to go back to their physician, have their physician fill out the application, and if the physician states that they're eligible for the meter-exempt placard, they mark the appropriate box, send it to our office, and away they'll go. They'll get the new placard in the mail.
Now, if somebody in, what's this going to mean for somebody in Missouri with a tag issued over in Missouri as far as parking might be? I know that's not a factor necessarily around Quincy, but there are parts of the state where parking meters still are in use.
Well, in Illinois, starting January 1st, 2014, any out-of-state placard is no longer going to be exempt from the payment of the parking meter fees. So if you're parking at a parking meter and you have a Missouri placard or an Iowa placard or a Michigan placard, you're going to have to feed the meter just like anyone else would. We will still honor the placards from the other states to park in accessible spaces at a grocery store or shopping mall or what have you in any accessible parking space, but that meter exemption will no longer apply.
Also, there's ways for you to tip off the law enforcement about people abusing that. How might somebody go about doing that?
Well, on the Illinois Secretary of State's website at cyberdriveillinois.com, we have our parking program for persons with disabilities abuse complaint form, where a citizen could access that form on our website, fill out the appropriate information about an abuse that they witness, and send it to our office, and then we will go ahead and follow up with the registered vehicle owner by sending them a letter to state that, you know, our office received a complaint about you allegedly violating the parking program for persons with disabilities, and we ask for their cooperation and make sure that, you know, they don't continue to abuse the parking program. But it's a way that public citizens can make complaints to us. In addition, if we find, you know, many complaints and so forth, we can contact local law enforcement and let them know about a problem area, such as a train station or a sporting event or what have you, where we can get a larger police presence to enforce provisions of the program.